Welcome to the worst sci-fi commentary track ever, with your host, Willie Logan. That was our stellar visual effects shot of the Festus flying in front of our ping pong table.
Transmission commencing in 15 seconds.
Now, Festus was a name that we came up with, derived from Ted's and his friend's form of partying, in which they stay up all night and play with their computers, called a fest. That's me 2 years ago with really short hair and our oscilloscope.
Knowledge Space Command.
Aye, aye. Space Command, this is Festus 7. We have received your transmission and we are en route to Nevis 4. Over and out.
That's the Windows Space Screensaver on my computer Nimitz with my Wingman, Logitech Wingman joystick. Our blow-up inflatable rocket ship in front of the ping-pong table again.
Approaching Nevis 4.
And that's some Linux screensaver.
The asteroid field.
The worst sci-fi action sequence ever. Boom! Oh, it's like the original series all over again. Here we're there, descending to the planet, or so we think. It's actually some piece of furniture we have in Ted's room.
This terrain is too rough. We can't land here. We're gonna have to use the jetpacks.
Also known as Ted's backpack. Here I realize that I'm putting my backpack on and I still have that headset thing on, so I throw it onto the chair. Not a very exciting event. And off they go, into the other side of the basement. With a plywood ceiling. And this is an excavated part for some house on the street, Nevis, which is where we got the name Nevis 4. It's lived in now by real people, and every subsequent house after that on the street Nevis was numbered Nevis 5, 6, 7, and so on. Here we're jumping down out of the sky, pretending that we've just dropped onto the planet with our jetpacks. This is some really bad dialogue. You think it may be better if you could hear them better, but it's not. That's a car phone from that I found in some parking lot.
Indeed it is. Look. Here's another one.
Shakespeare reference.
Alas, poor Nokia.
Does that mean we have a good screenplay if we have a Shakespeare reference in it? I doubt it.
Terrible destruction.
I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, we deliver our lines with such enthusiasm and conviction. It really amazes people, I know.
Aliens? What kind of aliens? We don't know any.
You can hear wind in the background and Ted bumping around.
What's this?
That, Ted says it was a stick, but I'm pretty sure it was some piece of wire or cabling that was dug up when they excavated this house. I don't know what it was, but
there's almost nothing left of it.
I am examining one of those, something like that in a later scene, I'll point that out.
Unprecedented. I've never seen anything like this. It's as if a power surge of infinite voltage went through it.
Yeah, really, really
it's
bad, worst sci-fi science.
Simmer to a crisp.
How does that work?
Beats me.
This insulation is supposed to be indestructible.
Well, obviously.
It's not, I say.
Yeah.
And here we can see a fence in the background, kind of ruins our alien world phenomenon. We actually came up with the idea for this when walking by this the day before. So the production time of this was just absolutely negligible. It's kind of fun, though. Because that's at least a little watchable. That's with me with my Han Solo blaster and Bitscape with Ted's handspring visor. Here we go. You can see the house in the background. I am looking at some piece of metal that is dug up in the building foundation.
Moving into this system.
And there's the house in the background with a person with it.
Calm down, Lieutenant.
I like that one.
Small arms are not going to make a difference against a starship. We need to get out of here.
Great acting. I love this acting.
Ready?
Here, Ted.
And
this is actually a pretty good shot, all things considered, with the budget we had. And there it goes, and you can see the rest of the basement behind it. And that's a maglite. Wow, phenomenal acting. Shades of the Wi-Fi files, maybe?
At least it didn't bother us. Let's go to light speed.
Another one of our original series references.
Engage.
Oh, this actual scene was really long in the real thing, but we kind of cut it short for this version.
Well, at least we didn't get zapped by those aliens.
Yeah, I'm cracking up right now. I didn't actually eat that M&M because it had peanuts in it. That gave us a production budget of about 3 cents.
Good about this mission. Got to meet some cute alien women.
What? What mission were you on?
Now I'm cracking up again.
See her?
That's an alien bust I built.
While we were on that planet.
Oh.
Pretty cute, eh?
Spaceman. Calling Spaceman. Please come in, Spaceman.
Zoom, of course. This has been Willy Logan in one of the worst sci-fi tracks ever.